That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. After one meeting with the high school football team, Lum came back pretty discouraged and decided the only thing to do was to resign his new job as coach as quickly as possible. However, after Grandpappy Spears reported that barber Mose Moose was ridiculing Lum and wagering against the home team, Lum determined to stay on and produce a winning outfit. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, keeping in tip-top shape so that you can give your job your best at all times is mighty important. It's tip-top shape that makes the boss think, there's the man to run our new department. Yes, that's why stiff, sore, aching muscles from overdoing at work can't be allowed to slow you down. Now, when your muscles are aching and sore, just call on Alka-Seltzer. You can have confidence in Alka-Seltzer because of its tried and true relief. In no time at all, you'll probably notice the difference. So see your druggist and get a package of tried and true Alka-Seltzer tablets. Yes, for fast relief from stiff, sore, aching muscles, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. Don't delay. Get it today. Get Alka-Seltzer made by Miles Laboratories. Your assurance of the best is Miles Prestige, built on 60 years of quality. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpap in the Jotham Down store discussing Lum's new job. Listen.
So old Lum's actual serious about this coaching job now, huh?
Doggy, is he? Why, he's right back there in the feed room right now studying a football rule book.
He is?
Yes, sir. The latest one, too.
Where?
1945.
Hmm.
Right on the cover of it. He claims he...
I don't know why I never went back to about 1902 and started back there. Sort of learned the game along with the others.
Why, no, Grandpap. He wants to be right up to the minute on the rules. He wants to know everything he is about football, the way they're playing it today.
Well, sir, you do have to hand it to old Lum. When he takes up something, he does it whole hog.
Oh, yeah.
He don't do it by halves.
No, he don't.
Does it whole hog.
Yeah, that's Lum, all right.
No halfway measures with him.
No, sir.
Goes all out.
Yeah.
Whole hog.
Yeah, you're right, Grandpap.
Of course, I still don't think he'd be any good as a coach.
Well, I don't know now.
Well, he just ain't the type, Abner. The Pine Ridge Possums will lose every game this year, I bound you.
Now, just a minute, Grandpap. You can't say that. You've been listening to that Mose Moose flapping his jaws down there at the barber shop. That's your trouble.
Well, Mose is about half right, too. He says the Possums won't even whip Odin next Saturday. He's betting on it even.
I know it. He's going to lose, too. Long as Lum's got that Dixon boy on the team, he can beat Odin any day.
Who?
The Dixon boy. Frog Dixon. Bert Dixon's boy. You know him, that little toe-headed boy.
Is he pretty good footballer?
Well, that's what they say. Facts is, he's a whole team by himself out here.
Yeah, how come Hatfield to beat a 79-0 last week, the Hatfield Hogs?
They never done it. It was just 77-0. And besides that, Frog never played in the game. He had a sore leg.
Well, I still think I'm right.
About what?
About, I forget now what it was I said, but whatever it was, I know I was right.
Oh, prattle, prattle.
Never been more right in my life.
Yeah, well, you just wait till next Saturday and watch old Frog go again that Odin. You'll see whether you're right or not.
Frog who?
Frog Dixon. The boy I was telling you about.
I never heard you say nothing about him.
That's your whole trouble, Grandpap. You never listen to nothing. Then you get into arguments, you just stand there thinking what you're going to say next, and you never do hear what the other feller says, and then you want to argue all the time. Argue.
Yeah, I wonder if you could help me.
Yeah, sure. What is it, Lum?
I was reading this rule book here. Oh, hello there, Grandpap.
Howdy, Lum.
Say, Lum, ain't Frog Dixon practical a whole football team by himself?
Well, from what I've seen, he sure is.
Yeah.
I know I'm banking on him to win that Odin game.
Yeah, see there, Grandpap, smarty, knows
so many. Maybe so, maybe so. I still think I'm right, though, whatever it was I said. Wished I could recollect, because I know I could think of some good arguments.
I doubt it. What was it you wanted, Lum?
Well, I've been studying this rule book, you know.
Yeah.
I believe I'm getting some of it down pretty good.
Well, good for you. I know that'd help you. That's all you needed, just one good rule book, Lum.
Yeah, I know all about drop kicks and literal passes and touch ghouls and...
Touchdowns, that is, Lum.
Touchdowns, I mean.
Yeah.
I know all that good, but there's one or two rules that's got me sort of stumped.
Well...
I think whoever wrote them must have mixed up a little bit.
Mixed up?
See if you can tell what they mean.
Yeah, sure. You just go right ahead and read them to me. I can figure them out. I know I can. I seen practical every home game the Possums played last year. I'm up on my football.
Listen to this. Section 2.
All right. Now, that means the second section.
Well, I know that. That ain't the hard part.
Oh.
Section 2, position of players at snap.
Players that snap?
No.
Do they let them do that?
No, they don't bite. I said players at snap.
Huh?
That means when the center snaps the ball back to the quarter half, or the half backfield, I mean.
Oh, him.
I've learned that much.
Yeah.
Article 1. Team A must have 7 or more players on the line at the snap.
Uh-huh.
Team A players, other than the snap receiver, who are not on the line, must be at least 1 yard behind it at the snap.
Natural.
You understand that so far, don't you?
Yeah, sure. They all line up a yard behind, and then they throw the ball, and 7 of them snap at it.
No.
I believe you're right, Mom. I know, because that sounds like they are mixed up for a little bit. That don't sound right to me for some reason. Fact is, I've never saw them play that way. Now, here's how they do it here in Alon. See, they got 11 men on each team. Yeah.
When did they start that?
Well, I don't know. That's what they got. I've counted them.
Grannies, I've been just having 9 out there.
I could be mixed up. It's either 11 or 5. It's different from baseball, I know that.
You're the one that's mixed up now.
Well, that rule you just now read.
Just forget that. That ain't the hard part.
Oh.
Here's what I wanted to ask you about. I can see now I ain't going to get too much help, though.
Yeah, well, go ahead. I'll straighten you out in the book, too, here while I'm at it.
This is an example under penalties for violation of snap formation.
Huh?
A1 has 1 foot and the opposite hand...
Now, just wait a minute now. Who is this?
Well, I don't know. It's just one of the players. Just the way they call them in the book. A1.
I never heard nobody call that before. That's a cuter name. Sure, that ain't his draft thing you got there.
A1 has 1 foot and the opposite hand within 1 foot of a vertical plane passing through the end of the ball nearest him. But the hand is not on the ground. Ruling, A1 is on the line.
Is that all of it?
I think that means in the groove, you know.
Is that all there is?
Yeah.
Well, now, what do you want to know about it?
Well, I want to know what it means.
Let's see. Oh, because that sort of makes it harder if you want to know that, don't it? Let's see now. What do you think it means, Grandpa?
Oh, excuse me. What does what mean?
That rule. Read it again, Lom, so he can hear it.
A1 has 1 foot and the opposite hand within 1 foot.
Wait a minute. Just a minute. Now, back up. Now, rack them up again right there. I'll jump the track there, Summers. 1 foot in an opposite hand. Now, how can anybody stand that away?
I don't believe you'll find many players built that way, Long.
Why, of course not. That book's mixed up there just as sure to wear 1 foot and one hand.
It's the official book, though, so they must know what they're talking about.
Well, I reckon you could stand that way if you put your mind to it. Be awful uncomfortable, though. Stand there on 1 foot and one hand. I don't believe you could play a good game of football that way. 2-year-old youngin' could knock you down. It'd be awful hard to pass that way.
It's them pigeon-toed rules they got now. They're just ruining the game. That's what they're doing.
Sure, you'd have to butt the ball with your head. Wonder which foot and which hand you're supposed to use.
When I was a boy, that was a man's game.
Football?
Yes, sir. They'd give them a nose guard and a set of shin guards and line them up and let them go to it. Never bothered about any spavin-legged rules.
Yeah, maybe Grandpap's right, Lon. Maybe you oughtn't to bother them rules at all. I don't think many teams goes by that in no way. I never seen them using it.
Well, I don't think that's what it means. Let me finish reading it to you again.
Yeah.
They're mollycoddling the players nowadays, what they're doing.
Grandpap, let long
A1 has 1 foot and the opposite hand within 1 foot of a vertical plane passing through the end
of... A plane passing through? What's that for?
I don't know.
Surely they ain't using airplanes in football games.
Told you they got too many rules. Well, I'm sure it don't mean an actual airplane.
Doggy, it'd be easy to make a touchdown of one of them things. That's a good idea, Lum. You got a good idea there, but I believe it'd be taking an unfair advantage.
They're mollycoddling them. That's what they're doing.
Well, I can see I ain't getting much help here. I'll have to find somebody that knows a little more about the game. I'm sure that rule must mean something, though, or else they wouldn't have gone to all the bother to study it up.
Well, now, it seems to me... Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. Maybe he'll know something about this.
Wonderful world.
For the land's sake, Cedric, what you got in all them sacks?
Old parking house rolls.
Huh?
7 dozen. Week old parking house rolls. Boy, you want one?
No, thank you. What in the world have you got them things for? If they're a week old, they must be hard as rock, Cedric.
Well, I know it, but I got such a bargain on them.
Bargain?
1 cent a dozen.
Well.
Fellas, better get over there to the bakery if you want to get some good buys. Everything goes.
Is old man Dixon having a sale?
Oh, he's selling plum out. Closing up the bakery.
Closing it up?
Yes, Mom, ain't you heard? Him and his family are moving out of town now.
Well, I hadn't heard that.
Wait a minute. Did you say the whole Dixon family's moving away?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. That means I'm losing Frog, then.
Frog?
There goes my football team. Oh, me.
Well, now, listen, Mom. You can still beat Odin. Where are they moving to, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Frog's done moved. Their coach come over here early this morning, got him. He's playing with Odin this week.
Coach Edwards can pull some awfully brilliant tricks out of the hat. It looks as though Mose Moots has the right hunch on the winner of the Pine Ridge Odin football game. Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Listen, those of you who are usually even-tempered, but who occasionally get nervous, keyed up, and cranky. Do you usually sleep pretty well, or are you occasionally restless and wakeful at night? No doubt sometimes you have headaches or indigestion caused by tense nerves. Well, if you do, why don't you try Miles Nervine? Miles Nervine is the formula of a pioneer specialist in nervous disorders. It was originated and is compounded for people in your condition. It's been making good for more than 60 years. Miles Nervine helps to relax tense nerves, to permit refreshing sleep, to bring a feeling of rest and relaxation. Miles Nervine comes in two forms, liquid at 25 cents and $1, effervescent tablets 35 and 75 cents. Your money back if you're not entirely satisfied. Now, can you afford not to try it? Ask your druggist for Miles Nervine. Remember the name, Miles Nervine. Nervine. Caution, use only as directed.